here we are.
Well, here we are. Miss Asia Holiday, thank you for joining us on Let That Music Out. How you doing?
I am doing phenomenal being here with you.
Beautiful, beautiful. It looks like it's a nice sunny day wherever you are. Where are you at in the world right now?
Los Angeles, California.
Oh, man. Amazing. Amazing. You out there working on anything special that you can talk about, or are you under some kind of NDA and you can't really say?
You know, a few things are under NDA, so
always
that will be shared later. But, you know, I will just say that there's a lot of fun music coming and a lot of fun movies and TV shows. And I'm excited to experience it with everybody.
That's amazing. So I want to go back for a second and kind of take you back to your humble beginnings. How did you get started?
I got started when I was singing Happy Birthday for one of my mom's friends. And she was like, this kid can actually sing a little bit better than the average 5-year-old. So they put me in lessons. And from then I was classically trained, and from there just kept on trying to be decent at what I love.
That's amazing. What is a moment in your career coming up that's like really memorable for you as a singer, something that you did or an event that you sang at or something? Anything stand out?
Yeah, there's currently a project that's under NDA at the moment, but I think people will know what I'm talking about eventually. But there's a project where I get to sing and act at the same time, and it's a period piece, and that's my dream project, to be, you know, in the 60s, you know, or in the 50s, or just somewhere before my time, and being able to almost embody myself but in a different era.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it'll be fun.
I like that. Okay, so vocally, who are some of the singers that you look up to, or like, you know, inspirations of yours?
Yeah, Dolly Parton. I love Dolly Parton. Shania Twain, powerhouse. I love Beyonce. I really like what Olivia Rodrigo and Sabrina Carpenter have going on, and obviously Michael Jackson, who doesn't love him?
Wow.
But yeah, so those are a few of my favorites. Oh, and Adele. Crazy.
Yeah, man. All amazing singers that you just mentioned. World class, world class. So actually, when I kind of found you on Instagram, it was because you were posting another interview or a story that was done from your hometown regarding a movie. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So my hometown did a segment on me for this movie called I Hate You to Death, and it ended up being the number one movie on Tubi for a while. And it was really cool because, you know, you grow up watching your hometown news, and then it's almost a surreal moment when you watch them make a segment on you. And at the time I felt like, you know, I did a movie and it did okay. Like, it did great, but to have a segment on me, like, it just, I was really honored.
That's amazing. Well, congratulations on that. That's a big deal.
Thanks.
That's beautiful. And then I understand you're also working on an album right now. Can you tell us anything about that?
Yeah. I mean, I think it'll be, I want to thank my team, because I have the most amazing, amazing team. But, you know, they helped me to find out who I am, and that in turn makes us realize how much we are alike. This album is very centered around pop, but also country, but also R&B. And I feel like it's something that can touch a lot of people groups. And I think it'll be something cool that everybody gets to hop onto.
Yeah, a word you used earlier was heartfelt. Can you elaborate on that a little more and unpack what that word means to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much just my life, an authentic picture and view of the stories that I have in my mind. You know, one day I want to have my own movie production company. And I think stories are so, so beautiful. And I think that's a bit of what makes the world go round. So
absolutely,
a lot of these songs are really just Some are made up stories and some are real, but I guess you got to kind of guess and find out.
What's up? I can't wait. You got me interested. Cool. So some of our listeners and people who watch and some of the artists I work with are younger. You know, they're just kind of getting started in their music journey. What piece of advice or some sort of jewel of wisdom would you give someone starting out?
Yeah. You know, I wish when I first started out, I would have taken more time to find out who I am vocally and what I wanted to share with the world. I think having a selfless point of view when entertaining is the best way to go because it's not just because you like music or you just want to do music, or else you'd never worry about putting it out. It'd be just for you. But if you want the people to see it, then do it for the people, not for yourself. So see how many ways you can be of service. When you're looking and analyzing your voice, look for those things that make your voice different. Look for things that people haven't heard before in your voice, or curate things within your voice that people haven't heard before, because you're giving somebody a new experience. There's already an MJ, there's already a SZA, there's already a Beyonce, but there's not a you yet. So what is going to make you different, and how are you going to be an asset to this world in this industry?
I love this answer. And I think people are going to love this answer too. That made me smile. It's good. Okay.
I'm glad.
Another possible tip for singers, could you give any sort of vocal tip or something?
Yeah.
Anything?
I mean, personally, for me, I found it to be easiest when I didn't try so hard. You know, we see like these really, really great powerhouses, but the reason why people gravitated to them vocally was because they were authentic, not because they were loud, not because they were necessarily, you know, the biggest singer. You know, we have people like Billie Eilish to this day, or even like you see elements of Billie Eilish and Olivia, where there's that soft airiness. So it's not necessarily about how you sound, it's how you feel, and how you feel will inevitably come out through your sound.
I love that. I love all of this. Okay, so final question, because I know you're busy. What's next for you? What can we expect for the rest of the year going
For
forward?
the rest of the year, you can expect a lot of movies and TV shows, and possibly even the dropping of my album.
All
But,
right.
you know, I think friendship is important. So I'll be sure to be a good friend and make sure that I am open and keeping things up to date, you know, with my social media or however I can get in contact with, you know, everybody. I will be loyal and faithful and make sure that I tell everybody what's going on so we can make sure we experience all of this together.
That's amazing. Yeah, I'm trying to get the hang of this social media thing too. I know how important it
Yes.
is. And I know a lot of artists, creative people struggle with that aspect of it as well.
Yeah.
N kind of knowing how to use social media correctly without like oversharing or undersharing or, you know, just keeping it engaging. So it's a lot. It's a lot of things to juggle at one time when you're trying to
It
make a
is a
record
challenge.
and find the right moments to like, oh, let me get the camera out. You don't want to.
You know?
But the
And
cameras,
it's so true.
I was in a session earlier today, and I feel like as soon as I put the camera on the singer, he kind of, yeah, I was like, oh, see, let me just put it away. Where I
Just
find
be
another way to
props to
catch
you
these
for
moments.
that. Because I think social media, especially when you've got a million and a half things going on, social media can be an asset, but it can also be a distraction if you're handling it solely by yourself. So props to you for helping him get that content, because when you're in a zone, you have to focus on one thing and then pop to the next thing, but to do both at the same time can be difficult. So I really hope that he gave you your flowers for that, because I would be so grateful. A team is definitely, I mean, if we all help each other out, everything becomes a lot easier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But thank you, Miss Holiday, for joining us on Let That Music Out. This has been lovely.
Yes.
God bless you and so much more success to you for your
Thank
career.
you.
See
Thank
you
you,
soon.
Roy. See you soon.